dark in the city, night is a white.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. A couple of weeks behind, but we're going to get there. As you see, we're going to be talking about Gotham. And today's episode we're going to recap is Unleashed, that happened on May 9th. On Fox, yes. So we have that episode, last week's episode, and then tonight is the season finale. And talking to, you know what? I was going to bring you up, but you haven't even seen last week's episode.
No, I haven't. Things have been busy. You've been busy. I've been busy.
People, this is Amy from thevro.com. And for the first time in our natural born lives, I'm caught up and she's not.
That is true. Well, I was going to.
Stop it.
We're going to talk about this. Last week, I sent you a text. And I said, hey, you want to do Gotham.
And I said,
you're like, no, I'm on vacation, just left town, keep it on the download, nobody knows.
Right.
I was like, okay, good. Have fun. That's what I told you to do. And then I realized, well, why watch Gotham now and forget about the episode? Because Mike's not going to get to me for another week.
Whatever. That's a good way. That's a good story, but wrong.
Okay. So it's all my fault.
Yes, it is. Of course, because I'm ahead. I'm caught up. I'm ready for the season finale. You, unfortunately, and that is why I'm Jim Gordon and you're Bullock. Plain and simple.
Wait, can I be Butch?
Oh gosh, if you want.
Because he killed it in this episode.
All right, let's get it. Let's jump into this one. I do have, I wrote this, my Good Shows review, 33 minutes ago. I just put my review in Good Shows. So, I'm just going to go through my, my copy points right here. The good stuff. That way we can get straight to the point. Cause this was a pretty exciting episode.
This was a good episode, even though I hated that he was back.
Oh.
But yeah, I really liked this episode.
So I have here, I had a great start to the episode. I put, Bullock is hilarious cause you and I are big fans of Bullock.
Yeah, definitely.
He does no wrong. I go, put it here. It was great seeing more of Tabitha. I just love her. But what the hell? When Azarel stabs her, I almost lost my chit. Did I yell at the TV? Oh, yes, I did. I didn't see that coming.
Well, I mean, she was in his way.
I really thought she was going to turn. I thought she was going to like switch sides and be like, here's everything. Let's take over the world.
No, she's good. I don't think she was ever out to actually do harm now.
You know, yeah, I don't think so. I think after losing her brother and her jumping out the window, I think that was her like, I'm done, you know,
yeah.
but hooking up with Butch. But yeah, I didn't see that coming. And boy, I was mad when that happened, because if anybody listens to our recap show this season, I am a fan of Tabitha.
Yeah, Tabitha's your girl.
Here I put, loved when Selena and Enigma bump into each other in the AC unit. Hilarious. It was a great scene.
Anything with those two is amazing.
That was a really funny scene, especially when it was like white trash. What is it? City trash or white trash?
Yeah.
Whatever. And he was like, oh, yeah, that was just awesome. So great scene there with them.
And I love that he's scared.
Who?
That Enigma. He's scared.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
first, he was loving it.
I don't know if he's... Like,
yeah, he was teaching people. He was loving it. And then, yeah, he's scared.
I don't know.
Whatever
he's scared.
He's
I think he just
scared the shit out of him.
I don't think he wants to be a. I don't know. I think he's just like. I wouldn't say scared. I think nervous, and he believes he doesn't belong there, and he needs to get the hell out of Dodge. I don't think he's scared though.
Oh, I think he's scared.
Here I put. I thought it was cool while Bruce was looking, locking windows in Wayne Manor. You could hear Alfred's voice telling him what to do. That was pretty dope. I like that part when he was going, and then all of a sudden it all stops right there when he sees the window broken, and we all know that Azrael is there at Wayne Manor. It was almost the same thing when Bruce is about to punch, you know, about to get into a fight, and he can hear Alfred how to take down the bully.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love Alfred. I mean, anything, like we've mentioned this before, he is a brilliant actor.
Oh, yes.
And if they kill him off, I'm going to be very upset.
They can't. You can't kill Alfred because we already know what's going to happen.
Well, they're not going by the comic books or the movies.
I don't know. I don't think they would kill Alfred. I mean, you can't have Alfred 2 or an Alfred 3. No.
I hope not.
I put here, great fight between Azrael and Alfred.
Yes.
Alfred's just a badass, just like you just said. And then I put, love the whole ending of this episode. Penguin and Butch show up with a bazooka and blow the crap out of Azrael. Just awesome. And then I put, good night, fellas. That was freaking hilarious when Butch is like, see y'all later.
I love Butch. I love it. He's the best.
I think that was,
When, you know, he's sitting there and Barbara talking about, like, going back to the very first of the episode when Barbara's just flipping the channels. And he takes the remote. She's still flipping the channels. She's freaking loony.
No, she's not. Don't talk about Barbara.
She is. She's nuts. And you love those girls that are nuts.
She's crazy in her own. She's got issues. Okay. She had bad parents.
But yeah, I think the end was my favorite because, you know, I didn't like the mayor. I didn't care for him one bit.
Right.
So yeah, the end was my favorite.
Yeah, when they blew him up, I was just like, oh yeah, that was dope. That was just like the cherry on top.
Well, I mean, they shot him. They've stabbed him.
They did everything.
Obviously, that they seen everything couldn't kill him, so that was just priceless.
Bazooka.
Him showing up with the bazooka.
What'd you think about Selena finding Bridget? Firefly.
Yeah, what? I mean, well, you know what's happening.
Oh, that's right, because you.
I haven't watched the episode.
You have
yet.
No idea because it stops right there where he finds her. She finds her.
Yeah.
Oh, it takes off. Last week's episode it starts right when that happens. Oh yeah. There's a lot of Selena and Firefly in this, and you're gonna enjoy.
Okay, good.
You're gonna enjoy it. It's gonna be So we got two more episodes to the finale. That's what I wrote here because, of course, this was 2 weeks ago that I wrote this. Well, it aired.
No,
aired.
You wrote it 30 minutes ago.
It aired 2 weeks ago. So I didn't want to sit there and go, hey, the finale's tonight. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna keep it the way that was because I watched it and I wrote this review already.
Yeah.
So I just hadn't posted it because I didn't want to ruin it for you, but. Little did I know.
Yeah.
Tonight's the finale, and you are you going to try to watch?
Yeah, I'm going to watch tonight's. Well, I'm going to watch last week's before the finale tonight.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, well, duh.
But no.
I'm going to definitely watch them both.
But you would do something dumb like that, though. You would watch the finale, and you'd be like, yeah, it's badass finale. Okay, so let me just go back and watch this one. So I could just do the show with
no,
Mike.
No, you're thinking of somebody else. No, totally not me.
That would be you. You would watch. Dude, you like spoilers. You read crap.
I know. I don't read crap. I ask people crap.
This is something you would do. You would watch the finale just to be all on the same page with everybody on the internet. And then you would go back and be like, well, Mike said this, that. Okay, I'll just watch it. But you can't.
No.
You have to watch this episode. You can't. You can't do the Amy thing. You have to watch last week's episode because, oh, man.
I am. I actually have it queued up to hit play.
Okay. Well, then do it right now. I am done. Did I leave anything out?
No, you left all the good stuff in, so that was great. I mean, this was like maybe our shortest show ever.
Yeah, I just want to put the goods in. I think that's what I want to do. People don't have time. People are busy. You know?
I would like to know what everybody else thought.
Of this episode?
Yeah, so definitely leave it in the comments.
Wherever you're listening to this recap show, just leave the comments, and Amy wants to know what you thought about this episode.
Mike will read them to me next week.
There you go. If you're too shy to leave it, that's okay. You don't have to. All right. So I think we're done. You're about to push play. I'm about to go get some lunch and probably hang out with my son. So
sounds good.
So before we go, let people know they can find you on your blog and all your goodies.
Yes, VarietyRadioOnline.com. That is me. We're on Twitter, Instagram. We're all over the internet. Just Variety Radio Online. Google it.
Cool. And then for me, iWatchMike.com. That is me. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. There you can find a lot of the shows that I recap with people. Plus, last night we just had the finale for Fear of the Walking Dead. Game of Thrones. I don't recap that one, but holy crap, I just had to shout out to Game of Thrones.
Well, we recap it on the VRO. We got Brancy and Jess. They recap it.
Yeah, and that's what I heard. And I also heard on the Variety Radio Online that some people were pissed off about spoilers. Let me point something out here, people. if y'all directed any comments, because I went to your Instagram and I didn't see anything wrong with any of the posts. I even left a comment there on your check them out, Variety Radio
Online.
I saw that. Right, Variety Radio Online on Instagram, people. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, go on there. I left a comment. But I, you know what? If you didn't watch the episode last night, you should have stayed off the freaking internet. It was all over the place. So you can't get mad at particular people or outlets because you're like, oh my God, I can't believe you spoke. What? No, you should have watched it or stay offline. That's what I do. Soon as something starts, I'm like, phone is on top of the shelf. I'm like, I don't even want, no, I don't care, no. Can't take the chance. My mom gets in, no, I'm like, Mom, I can't talk to you right now. Spoilers are on the internet. Something will pop up on my phone. So I just want to point that out, people, because I heard there were some people like, hey, you spoiled.
Yeah, we got quite a few.
It's like, whatever. Just because we put a picture of Hordor doesn't mean we spoiled it. There was no spoils. Shit. Stay off the internet. Or get on your game and start watching the shows when they happen.
That's true.
Okay, I think
I'm on episode one, and I'm like spoiled.
Of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Of this season?
Of season one.
Hold on. You just starting to watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
You know, I don't want to talk about it right now.
We talked about this. Let's not even get into it.
Gotham people are like, who cares?
Just because... Exactly. They're like, are they done with the show?
Yeah, we're done. Okay, we're done, people. Have a great week, and we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to knock out last week's episode of Gotham and the season finale. But there'll be two separate shows. Don't worry. Yep. Two separate shows. All right, people. Have a good one. Amy, say goodbye and start watching Gotham. Get on the ball.
Goodbye.
Quit slacking.
Okay. Dark in the city.
Night is a wire. I told you I'd break you. I will. And I'm hungry like the wolf. You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day. I'm hungry like the wolf.